Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16, Conclusion of the Teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Part 6. Sanatan Goswami then, with folded hands, fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and thus prayed, O my dear Lord, you have asked me to prepare the regulative principles of devotional service, but I belong to the lowest caste. I have no knowledge, and I do not know how such an important task can be finished by me. So, if you will kindly give me some hints about the preparation of such a book on devotional service, then it may be that I shall be qualified to write. O Sanatan, I am now blessing you. Whatever you write, by the grace of Krishna, will come out of your heart and will be accepted as you have requested. And I will also give you some notes that you can take down. The first and foremost point is that one should accept a bona fide spiritual master. That is the beginning of spiritual life. Lord Chaitanya then requested Sanatana Goswami to write down the symptoms of a true guru and the symptoms of a true devotee. The symptoms of a devotee are described in the Padma Purana. A person who is a qualified brahmana and at the same time has all the symptoms of a devotee can become a spiritual master for all classes of men. Such a devotee and spiritual master must be respected as God himself. Even though a person may be born in a very respectable brahmana family, still one cannot become a bona fide spiritual master if one is not a devotee of the Lord. And one should not mistakenly think that a bona fide spiritual master has to be born in a so-called brahmana family. For the idea is that a spiritual master must be a qualified brahmana. That is, one must be qualified by one's activities. And this is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, where Narada Muni is instructing Maharaj Yudhisthira on the different symptoms characterizing the four divisions of social life. Therein, Narada summarizes that brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and shudras should be selected by their individual qualifications. In his commentary, Sridhar Swami has noted that birth in a family of brahmanas does not necessarily mean that one is a brahmana, for one must be qualified with the symptoms of a brahmana, as these symptoms are described in the Shastras. In the disciplic succession of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are two great acharyas, Thakur Narottama and Shyamananda Goswami, who were not born in Brahmana families, but who were accepted as spiritual masters by many Brahmanas of fame, including Ganga Narayana, Ramakrishna, etc. In this way, there are symptoms which the prospective devotee evinces, and both the disciple and the spiritual master must see whether each other is eligible to become either a bona fide spiritual master or a bona fide student. One should then know that the only worshipable object is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one should learn the various mantras and sacred songs. Lord Chaitanya then instructed Sanatan to describe the symptoms of those persons who are eligible to accept the mantras and to describe how the mantras should be understood and perfected by ritualistic performances. Then, Lord Chaitanya described initiation, morning duties, and duties of cleanliness, such as washing the face and brushing the teeth. He also described the process of work and the prayers to be recited both in the morning and in the evening. Lord Chaitanya also described how one should worship the spiritual master and mark one's body with Gopi Chandan Tilak. Lord Chaitanya also described how one should collect the tulsi leaves and wash the room and temple of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya also described how one should awaken Krishna from his sleep. Lord Chaitanya also described different methods for worshipping the Lord, which are the methods of the fivefold paraphernalia and the fiftyfold paraphernalia. Lord Chaitanya described how one should worship the Lord by offering Krishna arati 5 times a day. And Lord Chaitanya described how one should offer food to Krishna and lay Krishna down on his bed. Lord Chaitanya also spoke of the effect of going to holy places where there are different temples of the Lord and seeing the form of God in the temple. Lord Chaitanya also spoke of the glorification of the transcendental holy name of the Lord and the different offenses which one can commit while worshipping the Lord. In the worship of the Lord, certain paraphernalia is used, such as conch shell, water, fragrant flowers, prayers and hymns, and there is circumambulation and the offering of obeisances as well. One should follow the regulative principles of Purushcharana and accept Krishna Prasad, rejecting foodstuff which is not offered to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya also cautioned that one should not indulge in defaming a devotee who has the actual symptoms of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya also explained the symptoms of a holy man and the process of satisfying the sage and rejecting the society of undesirable persons. The Lord also advised that one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam constantly. Also to be followed are duties of the day and duties of the fortnight, as well as fasting on Ekadashi day. One must also follow the duties of the month and observe ceremonies like the birthday of the Lord and such days of fasting as Janmashtami, Vamana Dwadashi, Sri Rama Navami, and Narasingha Chaturdashi. When the fasting days overlap with other days, known as Vidha, they are helpful in the advancement of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya further instructed Sanatan Goswami to give documentary evidence from the Puranas in every step. Lord Chaitanya also mentioned how to establish temples of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya described the general behavior, symptoms, duties, and occupation of the Vaishnava. Thus, Lord Chaitanya explained in summary all the details one need know in writing a book on Vaishnava regulative principles. Thus ends teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 16, conclusion of the teachings to Sanatan Goswami, part 6. Recorded August 16, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16, Conclusion of the Teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Part 7, Understanding the Position of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was a great devotee of the Lord, and he was directly instructed to spread the cult of bhakti by writing many books. There is a description of Sanatana in Chaitanya Chandrodaya, and there it is mentioned that Sanatana Goswami was one of the most important personalities in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. His brother Rupa Goswami was also a minister in the government, but both of them gave up their lucrative government posts to become mendicants and serve the Supreme Lord. Externally, the brothers became just like ordinary mendicants, but their hearts were filled with transcendental loving service and a great love for the cowherder boy of Vrindavan, Sri Krishna. Indeed, Sanatana Goswami was dear to all the pure devotees of his time. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16, Conclusion of the Teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Part 7, Understanding the Position of Sanatana Goswami. Recorded August 16, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Yatva Turnama Shesha Mandala Pati Shreening Sada Tuchava Bhut Vadina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kau Pina Kantasri Tau Gopi Bhavara Samritabdi Lahari Kalola Madnao Muhur Vande Rupa Sanatana Prabhu Yago Sri Jiva Gopalaka. Vande Rupa Sanatana Prabhu Yago Sri Jiva Gopalaka.